Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On last week's show, we featured a segment of songs about rhymes because April is National Poetry Month. Well, this past week, April 23rd to May 2nd, was National Dance Week. The purpose of National Dance Week is to heighten the awareness of dance and its contributions to the culture. So to help promote National Dance Week, we're going to heighten the awareness of dance by having our own little dance marathon with a whole show of rapidly rotating records about dance, beginning with the Memphis Jazzers. So, everybody dance!
Thank you.
George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band, April 25th, 1928, and Teach Me to Dance Like Grandma. George Fisher's real name was George Fishberg, and he was an American pianist who was a member of Art Hickman's band in New York. He went to London in 1920 as part of Hickman's New York-London Five, and wound up staying and forming his own band to play at the Kit Kat Club. After World War II, he was Marlene Dietrich's accompanist on her world tours. That's from the score of This Year of Grace, the sixth musical review by librettist, composer, and lyricist Noel Coward, and the third written for producer André Charlot. The London production starred Sonny Hale, Laurie Devine, and Jesse Matthews and ran for 316 performances. In the New York production, Noel Coward was also director and star, along with B. Lilly. Before Teach Me to Dance Like Grandma, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1937 and George Gershwin's Shall We Dance. We began the show with the Memphis Jazzers, credited on that Van Dyke 78 as the White Way Players, and Everybody Dance, written by Porter Granger, who was pianist in the band. Everybody Dance was recorded in New York around November of 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This being the last day of National Dance Week, we're having our own little dance marathon, and here to start off this segment of the show is Clarence Williams and his orchestra.
Thank you. that thing. Sweet death fat is thy sting, and it's just a nervous wreck. Watching Uncle stretch his neck, shake it, break it, keep in time. Watch her lay it on the line. Come on, Jenny, take a chance. Do that lowdown dance, hey, hey. I'm seven, Jenny does that lowdown dance. Put those boys in a trance. When she starts to shake that thing, oh, Jeff, that is thy sting, and it's just a nervous wreck. Watching Uncle stretch his neck, shake it, break it, keep in time. Watch her lay it on the line. Come on, Jenny, take a chance and do that lowdown dance.
Snake Hip Dance, written by Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and Harry Brooks, and performed there by the Harlem Footwarmers, the Duke Ellington Orchestra, on August 2nd, 1929. Snake Hip Dance was preceded by Elgar's Creole Orchestra, directed by violinist Charles Elgar, and When Jenny Does Her Lowdown Dance, one of six sides recorded by the band for Brunswick in Chicago on September 17, 1926. The vocal air was by Ben Thigpen, drummer in the band. Before that, we went all the way back to November of 1917 with UB Blake's Jazz Zone Orchestra and the Jazz Dance. We began the set with Clarence Williams and his orchestra with some fine banjo work by Ikey Robinson on Harlem Rhythm Dance from November 10, 1933.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email and respond to each and every one, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show, have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, or would just like to let me know that there's actually someone out there listening, you can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or if you'd rather, you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing our National Dance Week Dance Marathon, here is the Whirlwind Pianist. If you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you'll remember we were referring to Pauline Alpert.
Mind. dance, dance, dancing ladies, so obsessed with second best, no rest you'll ever find. Time and tide and trouble never, never wait. Let the golden bubble justify your fate. Dance, dance, dancing lady, dance, dance, dancing lady, leave tomorrow behind. Justify your faith. Dance, dance, dancing lady. Dance, dance, dancing lady. Leave tomorrow behind.
The Coliseum Dance Orchestra and a medley of the latest dance tunes of 1926, including Pearl of Malabar, Summer Rain, Two Sad Eyes, My Irish Home Sweet Home, No Sir, No Sir, That's Not My Girl, and You've Got Those Wanna Go Back Again Blues. That was both sides of a British 78 on the Coliseum label, and it was preceded by Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band and Dance Little Lady. Dance Little Lady was written by Noel Coward, and like Teach Me to Dance Like Grandma is from This Year of Grace. Fred Elizalde was just 20 years old when, from the piano, he directed the band, which included Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Goofus, and the Hot Fountain Pen. Pauline Alpert, whom Fred Allen referred to as the young lady who sounds like two pianos, began the set with The Doll Dance, written by Nacio Herb Brown. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. This is a special dance edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, this being National Dance Week. Here to start this segment of the show is Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra.
Forget my sorrow, on with the dance. Who cares about tomorrow? I want to sing and laugh like a clown, so no one will know that someone just turned me down. On with the dance, I need two arms around me. On with a new romance. Although my heart is aching, let me forget it's breaking. On with the dance. Pollock. Thank you.
hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones. Ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around your bones. When that lazy syncopation of the music softly moans. Ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around your bones. The polar bears ain't green in Greenland, they got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we cremate down here. Now just like those bamboo babies from the South Sea tropic zone. Ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around your bones. Oh, ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around your bones. Oh, ain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around your bones. Oh, ain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around your bones.
Face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, January 30th, 1936, with Stanley Hickman taking the vocal honors on Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance. Before that, we heard Dick Gardner with George Olsen and his music in 1929, and Tain't No Sin to Dance Around in Your Bones, music by Edgar Leslie and lyrics by Walter Donaldson. Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra started off the set with On With the Dance, written by James Monaco, Edgar Leslie, and Al Dubin. That was recorded on March 5, 1929, with the vocal by Ben Pollock.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Here to begin this final segment of our Rapidly Rotating Records Dance Marathon are the Nicholas Brothers.
His mother made him practice every day. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. And though it made the neighbors move away, he went tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. His mother said he'd sing after he'd grown up. And so he watched the years drag. Time marches on, now I'll own up. His voice sounds like the tearing of a rag. He could be a great singer, but he hasn't a chance. Every vocal teacher he goes to tells him he ought to dance. He puts so much expression in the songs of romance. Still each vocal teacher he goes to tells him he ought to dance. His obbligato leaves them blotto, and although it sounds sweet, they just yell brutal, it's all futile. Your vocal talent has slipped to your feet. He has studied in Paris with the masters of France, but the masters had him deported. They said he ought to dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is again Laurel and Hardy.
In two parts.
Will you shut up? You've done enough damage.
What damage?
You left our tickets behind in America. Now we've got to swim back.
How far is it?
Oh, it's only 3,000 miles.
Well, that's not bad. It's only 1,500 miles each.
You wait till I introduce the orchestra and I'll take care of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we leave behind a musical memory. A dance version of our theme song, which we hope you will enjoy. The Dance of the Cuckoos.
Goodbye.
What a nice way to finish up this special dance edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10 and Charleston is the Best Dance After All, written by Charlie Johnson along with Arthur Porter. And you know what? The Charleston really is the best dance after all. That was preceded by an orchestra led by Van Phillips and Dance of the Cuckoos, which I hope you immediately recognized as Laurel and Hardy's theme song. That's the second side of the boys' only commercially available recording. The first side begins with Ollie thanking the British public for their warm reception of the pair on a visit to London, with Stanley eating an entire hard-boiled egg, shell and all, and so on. We began the set with the Nicholas Brothers, Harold and Fayard, December 6, 1937, and They Say He Ought to Dance. If you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you'll remember the April Showers show. Well, all of those rain songs have resulted in a whole bunch of blooms around here, and for next week, we'll have a whole show of May flowers for you. I hope you'll be listening.
Will you shut up?
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.